Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together, we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Happy Wednesday, you phenomenal people, wherever you are on this great, great planet. It is still a great planet despite what's going on. All right, so let me tease my hair out a little bit. Big hair today, big hair. Shout out to those of you who are tuning in on Instagram, on IG. We are live on IG. That's what's happening. Of course, for those of you who are tuning in from the Nextdoor app, we've got a community of our neighbors, those who are close to us, which is great. Great having you here. Welcome to the show if it's your first time. I'm your show host, Lisa Gillette, also known as Super Agent. I've got Real Estate Solutions for You. Joined us in the conversation as well on Instagram. Who else is here checking in? Evan Jefferson is in the building, says Decatur where it's greater. Decatur where it's greater. Do we have a saying for LA? I don't know. What's the saying for LA? I don't know. Today we will be talking about this much needed conversation. It continues. We will continue the PACE conversation. And I am ecstatic to say at last, it looks like we have some resolution. This is the show you need to be on. This is the show you need to share. All right. So you know how this goes. Press one, lets me know you're here. Two, lets me know you shared it, because we've got a lot of homeowners in California. This is a specific California conversation. Some folks out of California may have a variation of a similar type of loan program that hard hit our communities. In fact, our communities, Black, Brown, seniors, non-English speaking homeowners were targeted for this program and they were taken for a ride. Oh, so many people got scammed and unfortunately screwed, and their equity is taking a hit because of it. We've been dealing with this we're in 2024. I think I caught wind of this in 2016, 2017, but it was actually in effect from 2007, 2008. You can have your own thoughts, opinions, theories, or conspiracies about how convenient for something like this to be born at the same time we were dealing with the financial crash at that time. So some way, somehow, some of our folks got hit with not only subprime mortgage, but then this was the subprime that I said no one has been really talking about. And I had been part of various meetings with the city council. We had groups of homeowners complaining, and a lot was happening to rally up some action behind this. So it looks like the Department of Justice had finally gotten involved. Public counsel was involved and had taken on some cases. There's been class action lawsuits. And so right now there appears to be some resolution, which I'm relieved and glad to have. Okay. With that being said, again, I want to say welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate. Before we jump into that, I do want to do show disclaimers. That the information on this show should not be considered legal or tax advice. Please seek legal and tax advice from those reputable licensed professionals. Again, reputable licensed professionals. InstaBets is in the building. Shout out to InstaBets. I was just thinking about you because I'm messing around. Someone reached out about our real estate boot camp and you popped in my mind, my dear. So shout out to my sis doing her thing. She says, hey, that's my friend. That's right. I'm here. Still doing it. We're still strong. Okay. With that, I've got a show Show sponsor today, shameless plug, of course, show sponsor, shameless plug. We'll be right back after this commercial break. And then we're going to get into classroom style on the information that you've been waiting for about the California Mortgage Relief Program that's now helping homeowners to pay off those ugly, nasty PayStation loans. We'll be right back.
We know how challenging it can be to try and sell a home while also dealing with other financial and legal matters. We are here to help. Divenio Estates is the real estate firm you need to make sure your unique situation is handled as quickly and efficiently as possible. Our team of professionals has a combined experience of over 30 years in real estate, construction, and finance industries. As active professionals in the industry, we know the importance of timelines and pride ourselves in providing superior service without compromising integrity. We use industry software and copyrighted proposals so that our real estate agents submit accurate and complete listing information and buyer offers. Our goal is to exceed your expectations and set Divenio Estates as the go-to real estate firm for excellence in advocacy and superior services for our clients. Contact us today to learn more about our services.
Get at your girl. She says, how do you play this video while you're live? I did not know that was the thing. Yeah, it's next level. It's just next level. Get all kinds of cool things, right? And I'm doing a screen share while I'm doing it. So it's good stuff. Good stuff. I'll send you the link so you can get yourself set up. And basically, I wouldn't do my shows any other way. Technology has evolved so much from the different live platforms that we've used that this so far is the one that works best. And I'm streaming on 9 different platforms at this time. And especially that finally we got Instagram on board. So that's great. That's great. More people can reach out. So again, I asked you for the price of admission. Evan says, we got commercials. Wow. Yes, we got commercials. He says, this is a real show. Bravo. Which you thought? I've learned from the best. Okay. So you guys get me all excited and stuff. I love it. So here we go. I am asking you to do a solid, of course, price of admission to get all this free game. You've got over 200 episodes of real estate content that's relevant, up to date, giving the hottest and the latest trends. I do ask that you press 1, let me know you're here. 2, let me know you shared it. I've got our growing audience on all various platforms. Shout out to those of you who are on LinkedIn as well. Appreciate you. I know some people reached out and was like, hey, when are you going to be talking about this? We're talking about it today. So here we go. Let's go. Take your notes. Today we'll be talking about how the California Mortgage Relief Program. So again, information is the californiamortgagerelief.org website. I'm going to drop that in the chat below here. It is California. Let's do the website so that you guys can have it. This is where the source of this information is coming from. You know me, I like to source my info. I've had some people say, where did you find that out? Who told you? Who told me? I'm plugged in. I do my homework. I am doing my homework. And so should you. All right. So I've got the website, californiamortgagerelief.org/pace for those who are tuning in on our radio podcast, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere, giving us some love. So this is from the website, and I've broken this out for us so that we can really understand what the steps are in order to get some of this free money. I know some of you get a little leery about when you hear government and free, but this is legitimate. You know me, I do my homework before I come out here and I start saying something, because I've got that's the integrity of the show. We want to make sure we're communicating, sharing the right information. So it's essentially a grant. And as part of the American Rescue Plan under the Biden administration, you know, there's been billions of dollars, and I've talked about it on this show, that has been distributed to various states across this country for what they need. What California has received is upwards of, I want to say it's like $1.6 billion. It might be $2 billion. but we've got billions of dollars available to help homeowners during, in particular, during helping with the financial hardship as a result of COVID. Now, today I'm focusing on PACE. I've already done a show talking about using California Mortgage Relief to pay past due mortgage, past due property taxes. So if you are falling behind as a result of a COVID hardship, you need to apply, call the number, tap in, get on the website, and just do the process. I've helped a couple homeowners, mainly a lot of my seniors, because it's hard for them to get online. So if you or someone you know needs access to a computer, make sure you reach out to someone, albeit me or someone you know, who can get you on a computer to complete this application. Okay, so again, this is eligible. If you're eligible, applicants can receive up to $80,000 per household. All right, let's continue. So this is the California Mortgage Relief Program. It is administered by the state's CalHFA program. So it's the California Housing Finance Agency Homeowner Relief Corporation who's running this program. As we're discussing PACE, again, this was this nasty loan that's out here that targeted people and made their property taxes double in some cases because of, and what's unfortunate is some people use these programs and none of the work even got done, but you got stuck with the loan and the lien recorded against your home. The good news is that in order for you to participate in this program, you would have had to be part of a group of folks that has received a referral from a legal aid, from a consumer advocacy group, the Department of Justice, or another government agency. So your cries and your rallying up against what was happening in our communities has now been heard. And this is now the answer. So I'm really excited. So again, I am asking that you repost, you reshare, if anything, you tag me or tag folks in this so that they can get this information, because homeowners, there have been a significant amount of seniors that have lost their homes over the last, since the inception of this, I would say the last 10 to 15 years. There have been a lot of wealth lost in our communities because of PACE and HERO liens that essentially affected those who are on fixed incomes, could no longer afford, unfortunately, to maintain or keep up with the increase in the property taxes as a result of these PACE loans. Again, they were sold and pitched to homeowners in a way that they felt they were getting home improvement loans that would not be as costly. That was not true. Contractors who got the money and ran, they were the winners in this program. And it was unfortunate that this was something that had been voted on and supported by our council folks. And so they want to make right with this. So this is what we're happy about. All right, let's continue. So there is a number here that you can call. You can visit the website, but in order to get assistance or apply or start that application process with their specialists, you can call the 888 number. And I'll read that out for you all. It's 1-888-840-2594 to apply. You can call 1-888-840-2594. I'm going to have that on the screen momentarily, so we can get that up and make sure you start the process. Now, what's key to this is the referral letter. And I'm going to show you what the referral letter looks like and highlight here essentially what the eligibility requirements are or criteria are for assistance. So number one, that you have a PACE loan on your property. If you're not sure if you have a PACE loan on your property, I am a real estate broker licensed in California. You can reach out to me or reach out to any of the real estate professionals, the reputable real estate professionals you know that has some experience, has been working with folks on this. You can reach out to them and ask them to run a property profile to see if you have a PACE lien or a HERO lien recorded on your property. Some of the names to look for is E3, Greenworks, PACE, and HERO. If you have any of those showing up on your chain of title, you have a PACE loan. That's number one, okay? Number two, your property tax bill shows that you have been paying the increase assessment every year. So tax bill is two times a year, your semi-annual, due December, due April. Those are your two installments. Comes out November, comes first installment, second installment, February. It will show on that itemized bill. It will have a breakdown for the PACE assessment. Pay attention to the recording date of the PACE lien. So your PACE lien would have had to be recorded before May 11th, 2023. That's huge. That's huge because PACE liens are still around. How many of you have gotten a call for people saying, we're coming in your area and we'd like to schedule an appointment to get that roof fix, or some of this random solicitation call that says, hey, we're in the area and we wanted to talk about the work you've been meaning to get done on your home. Those are solicitation calls for the PACE program, but we're on to them. You've been listening to the show. You're now hip. You know what's going on, right? So unfortunately, for those who are not as connected on social media or reading or the news, because that was part of the problem, was that there was huge advertisement, right, or advertisements. Hey, Dr. J's in the building. My brother, I have not connected with you in a long time, but glad to see you're on. Trust your family as well. So in reaching out and soliciting, radio ads were placed, and a lot of people that I had worked with to try to rectify or find some resolution to this, they said, we heard it on the radio and we thought it was a good thing. That's unfortunate, right? Not everything we hear on radio or in media is a good thing, which is why integrity on this show is paramount, okay? And so the other aspect of that is you would have had to experience a financial hardship during the COVID-19 pandemic. Depending on what your situations are, scenarios, that could be loss of income, that could be death of a family member. There are various reasons that you would have experienced a hardship during that time. And I know I've gone through questionnaires with homeowners, and some of them have experienced both, right? The death of the breadwinner during that time. There's also a requirement or limitation about having cash on hand or assets that can be rapidly converted to cash. So there is a cash limit here. Essentially, they're saying if you have enough money in your retirement account or savings plus $20,000, you will not likely be eligible for this, right? So again, there is income restrictions, saving restrictions, and there is that COVID-19 financial hardship requirement on this as well. And then you only own one property. So for those of you who own multiple properties and maybe got liens done on one or two, not going to work. You will not be eligible for this program. Okay, so only live and own in one property. And that property may be up to four units, because if you've been tuning in on this show, you know that single family residence is up to one to four units. Five units or more is considered commercial. One to four units, again, is residential. Okay, and then the other aspect is the AMI, area median income limit. Listen, we're in LA. We're in California, and essentially there's a good percentage of people that fall within the AMI limit here. Because again, median, according to the data, the median price in LA is, or LA County has been $705,000 as of January. We're in March already. Numbers are still up. We are still dealing with a shortage of units, despite having high interest rates. There just still is a strong buyer demand. Rents are strong. And the reality is California is leading the country in a homelessness crisis. So that's not going anywhere. We are still dealing with needing more units. This is why we're seeing more people. Now there's a flock of people I've been reading that is heading out to counties like Riverside, the last areas that are still quote unquote affordable and still buildable. And people are moving out of area to those areas as well to buy property. Okay, so let's continue. So you're still with me feeling good about this information. Again, the good news is that once I wrap up here, you can always come back to the show. You can put pause, you can go to the website, you can listen to the replay. It'll be available infinitely for you again. And again, this is provided to you by the California Mortgage Relief. I'm here just repackaging the information so that we can take it in bite sizes of what we need to do for those of you who need to understand in steps. All right. So documentation, they will be asking for income documentation depending on your specific situation, property tax statement. That's available. You should be getting that in the mail. If not, you're going to have to order it and request a copy. The PACE assessment contract, again, if you reach out to your real estate professional, they can likely assist with you because you will get this. The contract is recorded as part of the chain of title. You would have also received this via email. Some of the stories indicated that the PACE contractors made their own emails and they e-signed for the homeowner. A lot of the seniors were subjected to this so that the process would kind of move quicker. Because a lot of my seniors that I spoke to, a lot of them said they didn't have email addresses. Someone from the company or the contractor made an email address and signed on their behalf. Yeah. Drives me nuts when I hear this. Drives me nuts. Like, email addresses are like social security numbers out here. You just cannot just be creating email addresses for people. So much can happen. Okay, so you can get the, they will want the contract as well. The contract essentially stipulates what the payoff is, or not the payoff, well, the amortized amount, there's a schedule in there. You will also have a notice of PACE assessment. You can get this also from the county property records. And more importantly is the PACE referral. So I wanna bring that up here shortly. The PACE referral document, I'm going to do a screen share and share this screen with us here. So this, the PACE referral, this is a letter that you would have gotten, and it essentially looks like this. We're going to switch and I'm going to share this screen. Too big, Lisa. Okay. How are you feeling about that? So far, so good? Good. All right. So essentially looks like this. It says, this is from California Mortgage Relief. It says, you are invited to apply for up to $80,000 in financial assistance to pay off your PACE loan. This is the official referral letter that a homeowner received. And this letter stipulates that it was referred by the Department of Justice. And it says, our records show that you have either reached out to someone about a PACE lien, you were referred to someone, our records indicate that you may have a PACE loan recorded. And it basically itemizes everything that I've just talked about prior of what's needed for you to apply. Okay, so that's important, that what it says right here is this part right here, that it's referred by the California Department of Justice, or again, a legal aid or some other agency, but this is a referral only program. So make sure you look out for the mail and that you don't already, you've already tossed it. Instabet says, did you already do an episode on that new homeowners lottery program? Not yet. Are you referring to the one in Inglewood? Because I know Inglewood had one, and that was about 2 quarters ago. So I may have missed it, but I will, now that you bring it up, I'll make sure we get on it. Right now, We're trying to help our homeowners keep their homes. Because it's wild out here. It's wild out here. Okay. She says, I think it's in Cali. Okay. I'll definitely look into that. With that being said, okay, cool. She says, it's new. See, I love it. This is what community is about. Is you, I find out something, you find out something, we look into it and we bring it to the show. So I'll do a little bit of digging. This right here was took precedence because I've been dealing with this for a couple years now, probably 10 years, and fighting this and trying to help homeowners and trying to warn them, don't do it. And we want to make sure we keep, especially our seniors, in their homes. And this was one thing that was really taking them out of their homes right from beneath them. And they thought they were doing something good by improving their home because they're looking at everyone else around them improving, or these homes are being renovated, remodeled, and flipped. And they're like, well, it'd be nice if my home also would keep up with the times as well, right? So a little bit of that was happening, and instead it had a negative effect for some of our homeowners in our communities. With that being said, you've got the information. Make sure you share this episode today. I'm going to wrap it up here. This has been great. Great information. I love the feedback. I love the conversation. Let's continue the conversation on another information-packed episode of Ready, Set, Real Estate. We'll see you next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, your favorite channels, whatever that is, on Ready, Set, Real Estate. All right, guys, take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA Super Agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA Super Agent everywhere on your favorite podcast platform.